Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Yes, what kind of business is this?
Well, we're customer service for multiple products that are ordered online. I can check and see if we have you in the system.
Okay, the name that's been charging my account is Elite Advantage.
Okay, that doesn't ring a bell. What's your first and last name, please?
It's Tamara Parsons.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I have you under Tammy.
Okay, that's possible, yes.
Okay, and what's your address?
It's in Norman, Oklahoma. Can you tell me what you're finding? I really don't want to give a whole lot of information on the phone, and this is really sketchy because I've been getting $56 charges for a while, and I don't know what this is.
Yes, I have the address as 3334 West Main Street, Norman, Oklahoma. Hold on for one moment. The phone number you're calling in from matches also. Okay, so it looks like you completed a survey or entered in a contest. Let me check and see what it was for. One moment. And the system is updating. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
I apologize for the delay. It's just loading. Let's see. Maybe I'll reset it. Okay, finally. Okay, so it looks like you ordered a foot massager. And then when you ordered the foot massager, it also signed you up for the shopping membership, where you receive a $125 voucher. Goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
I didn't sign. No.
Did you order a foot massager?
No, I didn't order a foot massager.
You never ordered a foot massager?
No. No,
you think
I
someone in your home did?
No. No foot massagers have been ordered in my home.
I have a tracking number. Hold on. It would have been delivered by your local post office. One moment.
Why am I being charged $56 a month?
That's what I was explaining. When you ordered the foot massager, it also signed you up for the shopping membership, where you would receive a $125 gift card. It goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
Okay, I never got anything like that. And I'm being charged.
Correct.
So I do, now, okay, so do I need to go through my bank to dispute this or what?
Well, did you say, you said you didn't order a foot massager, because we do take fraud very serious. Okay, I'll transfer
you
over to our fraud department.
Anything. Okay, this is
one
crazy.
One moment.
Insane.
Because all the information we have is your information. I have your email address as davara64@me.com.
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay.
And I did not order a foot massager.
Okay, hold the line for one moment, please.
Thank you.
And I'm still here making updates. One moment. Okay, so I made sure I canceled out the account. Then I can provide you with your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
Okay, that's great that I'm not going to get any more charges, but what about the back charges? Because it's all fraud.
That's why I'm transferring, to the fraud department.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your cancellation number for your records is C for cancel, 260-749-076.
Okay,
you're driving?
And I'm driving, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what was the number again?
Okay, it's C for cancel.
Oh,
shoot.
It's not going to let me write.
Well, it's just confirmation that the account was canceled.
Yeah, it's not letting me write, and I can't do anything else.
Okay, don't worry about it. Hold on for one moment, please.
Can you send it to an email? Okay, anyway.
And I'm holding for our fraud department. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I will transfer you now, and thank you for calling customer care. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.